You are listening to Shadows and Daylight.
So then I knew Mr. Denvers was the thief.
How did you know that, Winter?
Yes, Winter, prove it.
Shh, Matt.
Sorry.
Red, could you hand me the evidence, please?
Sure, here.
Here you are, Police Commissioner Delaney.
Carl's watch?
Where did you get this?
In Mr. Denvers' coat pocket.
What?
Red kept him occupied with her blind girl routine while I snuck into his office to retain the evidence.
What do you mean, routine? Red is blind.
Not fully. I'm just highly visually impaired.
I can't believe you. You stole the watch and don't have any evidence.
Wasn't the watch the evidence you were looking for?
That's circumstantial. Did you have a search warrant? Will you two please leave the investigative work to the professionals? Honestly.
Like who? Cop wannabes like you, Matt?
Wannabes?
Red, that's rude.
And this wasn't my idea anyway.
That's right. The case should be left to the police.
It's too dangerous for children. Why don't you two little girls go home?
Whatever.
Little girls?
Son, can I talk to Winter and Red alone for a minute?
Sure, Commissioner. Throw the book at them. I'll be watching the radio for emergencies. Right outside the door.
Why don't you watch the radio on the far side of the room instead, son?
Yeah, I guess I'll try that radio.
You do that. Ladies, I want you to know that I'm not happy with this. I'm thrilled. You two are getting really good at this.
Matt doesn't seem to think so.
My son has high hopes for his police career. He's a little overzealous at times, though. Incidentally, Winter, you were right. Denvers did steal the watch. We managed to recover a security tape from the jewelry store.
Oh, so you already knew?
Don't be discouraged. You're doing well as an amateur detective. You may want to try a little more police involvement, though, and try and avoid the shenanigans.
Now you sound like Matt.
Well, he got it from somewhere.
Commissioner! Commissioner!
You can call me Dad, you know.
That's so unofficial sounding. Anyway, a car was reported stolen in West Arlington. They think it's headed here, to New Dublin.
Okay, just keep me informed. All right, ladies, it's been a pleasure, but it's time you headed home.
Winter?
Yes?
You're disappointed, aren't you?
No.
Oh, come on, you know you are.
Red, I don't believe in failure.
I know.
Only the potential for success.
Do you have to be so positive?
What'd you say?
Never mind.
No, what'd you say?
Look, just forget about it, okay?
Fine, okay. I'm glad that the case with Mr. Denvers is over. Well, at least it's over for us. But I am going to miss all the excitement. Oh my, the excitement's not over yet.
Winter, what's wrong?
There's a body on my porch.
What?
She's alive. She's still breathing.
Then why does she smell so bad?
Because she's drunk?
Lovely. So some girl got drunk and passed out on your doorstep? Why here?
I don't know why, but I do know who she is. Okay, Red. Move to your left, slowly.
Ugh, for a skinny girl, she's a heavy one.
Thanks for helping me get her on the couch. You should probably go home now, Red.
Home? And leave you with her?
Like I said, I know her. It's okay.
Okay, so who is she then?
Her name is Leigh. Leigh Christian.
Christian? You mean like Evan Christian? Is she related to Evan?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Listen, Red. It's better if Evan finds out about his sister from me rather than from you. So please don't say anything.
Sister? He has a sister?
I knew her a long time ago, okay? Just forget you saw her. And please, don't tell Aunt Guinevere, Uncle Mathon. I don't want to worry them.
Well...
Please, Red.
All right, I won't tell my parents.
Thanks. Now you better call them so you can get a ride home before she wakes up. It'll be better that way. Red, please?
Okay, I'm going. I'll call them on my cell and wait for them outside. Are you still coming over for dinner tonight?
We'll have to see, but don't hold your breath.
Right, didn't think so. Bye.
Oh, Lei, why did you do it? Lei, wait!
Will you give it up, Winter? I've made up my mind.
You can't just up and jump onto a train to Toronto to live with some jerk.
You know, your editorials of Jack are getting a little annoying.
And your fickle-natured boy hunger is getting pretty annoying, too.
I'm fickle, am I?
Yes.
Look who's talking.
What do you mean?
Little Miss, I'm a Christian 1 week and a party girl the next week.
We each have our problems.
Mm-hmm. And yours aren't as bad as mine, huh? What about you and Kevin?
That was... Look, it's been 5 months since that happened, and I'm going to church now.
Blah, 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 Winter. You're no Christian. You can't fool me. You haven't changed a bit.
All aboard Pickering Toronto. All aboard
Pickering
Toronto.
I've got to go, Winter.
Lei, please.
Look, just because some priest gave you a Bible doesn't mean you know better than I do. Okay.
He wasn't a priest.
Whatever. Bye, Winter.
Lei! Lei! What happened to you?
Car 12, calling Commissioner Delaney. You better get to the docks. Just pulled a Volkswagen from the lake.
What the?
What? Oh man.
My head. What was that?
Shh! It's a police radio.
Oh, docks. Did he say docks?
Just stay still. I'm going to the docks. Don't go anywhere, okay?
I could use a doctor. Meds, please.
Okay. Lei. She's out again. For the best. Okay, let's see what's going on at the docks.
Is that a body?
No, sir. Nothing's been recovered yet.
Should they really be towing the car like that? Won't they smudge the fingerprints?
It's being submerged in the lake, Matt. I think the fingerprints were already destroyed.
You never know.
I got here as fast as I could. Did I miss anything?
Winter? What are you doing here? How did you hear about this?
Oh, my police scanner?
Why do you have a police scanner?
Winter. Since you're here, what do you make of this scenario?
You're asking her? She's just a Nancy Drew impersonator.
And you're an Adam 12 wannabe. What's your point?
I'll be in the cruiser.
Found a body?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
Why?
If this were an accident, or a suicide, in which you might find a body, then the tread marks would be deeper and sloppier. I think it's clear that the car rolled slowly into the lake. Maybe it was parked on the ridge over there? And they didn't put it in park.
Why would this person be so sloppy? And why would they not even bother to try to find some help to get the vehicle out of the water?
Maybe they were suddenly fleeing the vehicle or disposing of it in a rush.
Disposing of it? Why?
Maybe it was the stolen vehicle West Arlington reported.
That's a lot of maybes, Winter.
Maybe, but it also has no license plates.
Hmm. Svensson, get Sergeant Avery in West Orlington on the radio. See if he knows if the stolen vehicle was a 1987 Volkswagen Golf.
Yes, sir.
Walk with me, Winter.
Sure. What's up?
When Matt is around, I'd like you to avoid bringing up any of your theories or any mention of your involvement in the cases.
You're saying you don't want me involved?
No, I'm saying don't let on to Matt that you are involved.
Gotcha, but you do want me involved.
Yes, but I've noticed Matt is too touchy. He doesn't like the attention and enthusiasm I give to your ideas. I think he's jealous.
I get you. Have you talked to him about his aspirations for police work?
No, frankly, I don't think he has what it takes.
But shouldn't you talk
Winter,
with...
Winter, I appreciate your theories and help on the cases, but let's leave the parenting to me.
Understood. Looks like Mom's home.
Wint?
Yeah, Mom?
What is that?
You mean the couch?
No, the drunk on the couch.
Her name is Leigh.
Isn't that the one you used to run around with? Back when you used to have that Kevin boy all over you?
Mom, can't we just skip the past? I've changed, okay?
Have you? Then why is there a drunk on my couch?
I don't know. I found her on the porch and I brought her in. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Drunks don't fall from the sky.
Look, I'm telling the truth. You know I'm different now. I even go to church.
Let me smell your breath.
I can't believe you.
Ditto, kiddo. I can't deal with this right now. I have to get to the office.
It's 8 p.m.
The company put me on a night shift.
Fine, go.
Watch that attitude, you so-called Christian. I don't want to see that drunk when I get back.
She's as lovely as ever.
You were awake the whole time. Why didn't you jump in?
Please. Why would I want to talk to that heathen hater?
My mom isn't a Christian, if that's what you think you mean.
So it's just you who's the heathen hater.
I don't hate.
Wait, how did you know I was awake the whole time?
REM sleep.
What?
If you were asleep, your eyes would move constantly beneath your eyelids.
Whatever, Nancy Drew.
Why does everyone compare me to her? There are other famous female detectives too, you know.
Are you going to whine about nicknames, or do you want to know why I'm here? I thought so. Okay, so I don't want any I told you so's, but Jack ditched me.
5 minutes in TO and he was bored, eh?
He ditched me in Vegas.
Vegas?
When he was done with me, he took my money and left before I woke up.
So where have you been for the past year?
Around. Seeing the sights. Living the life.
Are you for real?
Do I look like I'm joking? I had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to find ways to make money, but I got by.
How?
Your Christian ears don't want to know.
Leigh, quit demeaning Christianity.
Oh yeah. Jack left me something before he left too.
What?
This.
He tattooed your shoulder?
Yeah, the freak branded me with a plus sign.
It's a cross.
What?
It's a Celtic cross. I recognize this design. I've seen it several times before, both in New Dublin and on my trip to Ireland too. Sometimes they're shorter, like a plus sign.
What a weirdo.
So, when are you going to see Evan?
Does the little guy even know he has a sister? I doubt he remembers.
Not yet. Listen, the orphanage lets me take him to church. I've got a good relationship with him. Let me tell him.
Whatever you want to do, kid. Quiet!
You are not smoking in my house.
Fine. You haven't changed.
Neither have you, unfortunately.
Thanks.
Wake up, sleepyhead. It's Sunday and time for church.
Are you kidding me? I am not going to church.
Would you rather be here with my mom when she gets home?
Bye.
You win.
Good. All right, I got Uncle Mathon and Aunt Guinevere to drive Evan here so I could see him without him seeing you yet. Now you stay here while I go talk to him, okay?
Sure. Just don't expect me to talk to anyone.
Yeah, fine. Hi, Evan.
Winter, where were you? I missed talking to you this morning.
I'm sorry, Evan. I had to drive someone else today.
You replaced me.
I could never do that, Evan. Please sit down.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. How do I put this?
Are you okay, Winter?
I'll be okay. Listen, Evan.
You don't look okay. Should we pray?
Maybe that's a good idea. Lord, please show me what to say. Help Evan to react in your way. Amen.
And make Winter smile, Lord. Amen.
Aw, thanks, Evan.
Wow, that was fast.
Evan, this is very important and I need you to pay attention.
What is it, Winter?
You know how you were happy to have me as your big sister in the Lord? Because you didn't have a sister?
Yep.
Well, you really do have a sister.
A sister in the Lord?
No, Evan. She doesn't believe in Jesus.
Huh?
When you were young, I had a close friend named Leigh. She is your older sister by birth, but one day she decided to leave. And at that point, I decided to step in and be your friend. You grew up with me and became a Christian. So that means we're both in the family of God. But Leigh never became a Christian, but she did have the same birth parents as you.
She actually saw my parents?
Yes.
Why did she go away?
She wanted to do her own thing, I guess.
Didn't she care about me?
Evan, it won't do us any good to get upset with her.
Why not?
Because Jesus wants us to love those who hurt us.
But if we hurt them back, won't that teach them not to hurt people? And it'll make them grow.
Evan, have you ever heard the expression, fighting fire with fire?
No.
It means doing the same thing back to people who hurt us. If there was a fire, what would you put it out with?
Water.
Doing something hurtful when someone hurts us is like putting fire on fire, which just makes more fire. But if you use God's love instead, it's like putting water on the fire.
So, how is the kid?
Evan.
I know his name.
Then use it.
So how is he?
Confused, a little hurt. I told him about turning the other cheek.
What?
I'll explain sometime.
So where is he?
Didn't you just see me walk over here after talking to him by the front doors?
Yeah, then he went with the blonde guy in the white t-shirt. Is he from the orphanage?
What? What guy? He was right here.
Chill out. He probably just went back to the orphanage.
But I was supposed to take him back.
Winter, why do you have that look?
This?
A note.
Where did you get this?
Stuck in the wall here?
What do you mean, stuck?
Stuck using this?
A knife?
Leigh, can you please just read it?
All right. To whom it may concern, you better get concerned. I don't want Evan Christian, but I have him. I want my money, but I don't have it. Tell Leigh Christian she better give me my money, or the boy dies.
Thank you for listening to Shadows and Daylight. This episode, Turning Over an Old Leaf, was written and directed by Christopher Green. Sound design by Christopher Green with mixed supervision by Todd Green. Music by Natasha Green. In order of appearance, our cast included Alicia Powell as Winter, Todd Green as Commissioner Delaney, James J. Green as Matt Delaney, Jana Grafune as Red, Sierra Brewer as Lay, Matthew Gaskin as the train station announcer, Andy Loist as Svensson, Patty Roche as Winter's mother, and Jacob Loist as Evan. Shadows and Daylight was produced by Green Stream Studio. For more from Green Stream Studio, go to greenstreamstudio.ca. For more from Shadows and Daylight, go to shadowsanddaylight.weebly.com.